So what do you do if you want more clarity? You find a way to reword it. So do I need to release the first rib? Yes. And you do it. You're not sure. Do I need to repeat the move? No. So the first rib got the release it needed? Yes. That's how you reword it. Okay? When you have your own horses, you are going to have personal emotion, thoughts, and feelings. So Tiki would block me. So me and my friend, I taught her all the yes and no. She took my class. We would come and switch and do each other's horses. Because they will block us. Mom already has so much going on in her life, she doesn't need to know that I have these issues. So the hardest horses to work on is your own. So even if people haul into class, unless they're dangerous or $50,000 horse and they don't want anyone else touching them, you're not usually working on your own horse. You have to assess and judge a horse that you don't know. Where the owner will be, stand still, goddammit. I know you have better ground manners than that. Okay?
No, I don't.
Where someone else is going to say, wow, I'm doing this, and you're only pinning your ears when I'm here, so it's telling me something. And I have to be a little bit more leery because I don't know this horse. It teaches you to read the horse better. But the best thing you can do when you get home is to swap. He says he doesn't want to release any emotions today. Well, of course he doesn't, because he doesn't like his job, he doesn't want to heal, and he doesn't want to get better. Or he doesn't want you to know about him, because he's trying to take them off of you. Okay, so I don't ask the horse if he wants to release any emotions today. I ask, does this horse have any trapped emotions to release today? I ask about the horse. Cool? So now you're going to use your yeses and nos for what's my vitality. And no thinking aloud about what you eat, what you drink, what you smoke, what you do and don't do. Okay? And no offense, but most people are in the 30 to 60% range when we start this, just because thoughts and emotions, everything, driving, being tired affects you. It's just a gauge so we can get you up to 90% before you go work on a horse.
So how are you determining the percentages?
We're going to get there. Okay. So, but the reason I tell you about the 30 to 60 is because I want you to start at 30. Okay. Is my health and vitality over 30%? Is it over 40%? Is it over 50%? If you get to 60 and you get a no, so I'll go 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, so it's 54%. You're just going to write that down. No thoughts or feelings. Because you're going to do that on the horses, and what this does is when you have horses and repeat clients, it lets you know when you start, where they are at the end, and what's still needed. When you're done with the session, if your horse is still only in the 70s, there's a lot still to do. If they're in their 90s, then they're doing good. If you come back and see that horse and he's in the 30s again, something in his environment is bringing him down. We look at hay and water sources and feeds and environmental concerns. So it's a really good gauge of what's going on. When I come back from my trips, I ask my horses and my dog, how you doing? Okay, you can hang out another day so I can just unwind, because I come back to needy horses, needy dog, needy boyfriend and a stack of mail like this. And I'm just like, need 2 days and just unwind. But if, you know, he needs something right away, I just go do it for the horse, and then I go back to bed. Cool? Okay, so go ahead and start and cross your hands. My health and vitality, is it over 30%?
Is my health and vitality over 30%?
Okay. Do we keep going in numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Until you find your number. You got back, when you said over 60, you went backwards. So now you need to find where it is between 50 and 60. Is it 51?
Is
it 51? 52? 53? 53?
Wow. Mine's
almost
80.
I got to 82 and I didn't think I would.
My vitality over 80%. Mine is going forward.
Is your polarity on, Martha?
Yeah.
Close your eyes. Is my polarity on?
Is my polarity on?
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's
58%. No, we're still going.
I didn't do that on purpose.
I'm not doing anything on purpose. You're just being the receiving end of. So you're 58%, so write that down on your me sheet.
But 90 is still going forward.
You want us just to go past 90?
Well, you're going to get your number, and I'm going to write you down my number.
Oh, you want, okay.
Is my vitality over 90%?
That's sad.
that's actually pretty good for coming to class. So did you get your number? Write it down.
There it is. That's it. That's interesting. So do you do the number where you went backwards, or the number you go
forwards? Because your backwards was your no. You want to just check on that once in a while? So we run out of batteries and stuff. Cool. So now I'm going to give you my number that I get. We're going to get different numbers on the first day, but it's going to get closer and closer. So you have some left brain judgment in there sometimes, but I got the same number for you. So really good. This is my, so when I ask about her over 40 or 50 or 60 or 70, so I get about 68.
Oh, I got 80, but.
I know, yeah, but just write my number down next to your number.
And you got the same number for me?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What was it?
68. 50, 60, 70, about 69, about 70, about 80, 1, 2, 3, about 83. So we're just asking different questions. Okay? So all I'm doing is, you know, you have a toolbox. I'm just putting tools in the toolbox. And when you go up to the horse, you're just going to have this toolbox and go, do you need this? No, this? No, you need this? Yes. Okay. So we're going to do the four basic Donna Eden exercises. She shows how your vitality can be low and you can hold hands with your partner and his muscle tested high and you'll suck his energy. It's like an energy vampire. Ever been around friends that just seem to suck your energy? So you need to show them these exercises. So, hey, let's do this. I want to show you some things that are going to recharge your battery, and it only takes 90 seconds. Okay? Would you be willing? Okay, if anybody ever gives you a sure is not a yes. They say, sure. Is that a yes?
Oh,
yes.
Lord. See, that's funny you say that.
Yeah, a sure
to me means yes. I say sure to people all the time.
Someone said, you want to marry me? Sure. It's like you need a yes or a no, especially when you want permission. So you can emotion code anyone in your family without permission. Mothers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, kids, right? Anyone out of that realm, you need their permission. But you can just go up to someone and say, I took this new class, can I practice on you sometime? Mm-hmm. And they'll say, sure, is that a yes? Okay. They didn't have to confirm when. And they have no idea what it is. You just rub their shoulder and they think they might be getting a massage. All you need is one yes. And because you say, I have this class, can I practice on you sometime? You'll usually get the yes. Especially with the people that are just, I just need to say yes, so she'll leave me alone. And then you can start emotion coding them. Okay, and that's a huge tool that we're going to use. Right. But because you didn't say anything about woo and you rubbed their shoulder, you'll probably get a yes. Oh, that feels good. Could you do some more? No, I need to work on you later, but do I have permission to do so? Yes. Not a sure. Sure is not a yes. Okay? They say, sure. Is that a yes? Sure. Is that a yes? They'll finally say yes.
So okay isn't a yes either.
Nope. You need a yes for permission to work on people, and that's, you only need it once in a lifetime. Yeah. Yeah, because you have a yes that you can work on them.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. So, for your people that suck your energy and just even charging your own, right in here in this collarbone, you're going to drop down in between two ribs a hollow space. That's the 27th point on your kidney meridian. Okay, is anything in there sore? So, am I have permission to touch you?
Yes.
Good. So, there's your K27s. Anything sore?
That's a little touchy. I mean,
which side?
This side.
Do you have problems with that knee?
No, my hip.
Okay, but that whole energy meridian runs through that side. So K27s is going to be right in there.
Feels fine.
Okay, mm-hmm. And right in there. Okay, so all this does is help to, when your K27s are flipped, it's like you're swimming upstream when your day is just getting tough and you're tired. So you just need to tap on this so that it resonates down through the body. So this is a really good one for performance horses for the last event of the day. Because when they get tired and fatigued, it helps kidneys, your adrenals are right on top of your kidneys. It helps to get things going. You want to work the K27s for that last event of the day. K27 Kidneys need to clear lactic acid. Okay, kidneys is also fear. Kidneys is also knees and hocks and horses. Okay, I didn't say you could stop. Keep going. You gotta feel it resonate through your body. Okay. So the reason you're using Divine Pendulum because now you can multitask. Is this increasing your vitality? So you went to your brain. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Okay. But you shouldn't have to ask the question again. It's okay. We'll get you by day three. Okay, so the next one, under your sternum bone, okay, is your thymus. This regulates your blood sugar. You want to show this for all people that are diabetic. You want it's the organ under the bone, so you actually need to tap pretty firm so the resonance goes to the hypothalamus. Be really good for. Okay? Close your eyes and don't think. Is this increasing your vitality? Do not repeat the question. There you go. See how easy that is? Okay. The next one is on the bra line, in between ribs. Is anything in there sore? You're going to rub all front and back. Okay. Underwire bras are the worst thing we can do to ourselves. So I tell all my clients to get rid of the metal and to get into plastic ones because it blocks all your energy meridians and it keeps all the toxins in the breasts and the lymphatics. So you need to work these points, especially when you take your bras off, because we block that energy. But if anything is sore in here, it's digestion. It's even the information I'm giving you. Someone yelling at you, thoughts and information, everything that you're taking in. Okay? So close your eyes. Don't think. Is this increasing your vitality? And do not repeat the question. There you go. Okay? And then we're going to come straight out to the side on the bra line. And thump in there. That helps to stimulate lymphatics. I think it's gallbladder meridian too. Okay. You need to work these points. So some of my clients, especially the bigger chested women, I tell their husbands, you need to work these points at night. And they go, oh boy. Okay. So without repeating the question, close your eyes. Is this increasing your vitality? See how easy that is? So you can ask the horse or about the horse questions when your hands are busy doing jobs. You'll just be leaning forward. That's how I multitask. Okay? So new vitality, about 79, 72, about 78, about 89. So write that down because all I'm giving you is little tools. So these are the Donna Eden for kidney, hypothalamus, digestion, and I think it's gallbladder, spleen and lymphatics. So you can do some of this before you even get out of bed in the morning and be in 90% or before you go to sleep. If you're going to sleep at 90 and waking up at 60, then electrical outlets around your bed are bugging you. We'll get into that because they put voltmeters by every electrical outlet, and there's one on every bedroom wall now. And there's stuff coming out, and if your head is sleeping in, then you're getting all that when you're sleeping. Okay? So next thing to increase vitality. You guys got your emotion code chart? How many got to read the emotion code book?
I have the book, but I didn't get to read it.
Okay.
I don't have a book.
So go ahead and sit. Now explain what the emotion code chart does.
Is it in here? Is it in the workbook?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is. Yes, I did.
Well, a link was sent when you registered to, and the email that I sent you was to, reminded you to bring a clean, empty spray bottle if you're a student, and read at least the last one third of the emotion code book and watch Donna Eden. Okay? So this is Dr. Bradley Nelson. There's a free PDF on my website. So after 4 years of selling books for him, I finally found a PDF, so I like having the book, but.
Yeah, I have the book.
Okay. So there's all different kinds of ways to speed through this, but in level two, we use this as another diagnostic tool. Okay. I worked on a friend of mine who had asthma and breathing issues, and he's a competition racing paddler. He's 55. And I gave him a bottle of NCD to help detox him from the volcano stuff because it actually helps clear the lungs, and got permission to work on him. And 43 trapped emotions were in box 3. And if you look to the left, it affects lungs. It affects lung or colon. I asked if it was colon, got a no, lung, yes. So he had 43 trapped emotions in lungs. And when I cleared that, he could breathe better. So if you have a lot of emotions in the same box going to the left, you need to look at having chronic issues in that organ or area of the body. So it's a really good tool. So I really want to see them more scattered than all in one area. So the book says to use odd or even rows. That doesn't work for me. There's a column A, there's a column B. There's 5 emotions in each box going down in A, and there's 6 boxes going down. So that's 30 emotions. So if you get a no that it's in column A, you don't ask, is it in column B? Because that's kind of redundant. If it's not in A, it's in B. Because otherwise you'll get that vague answer. If it's not in A, it's in B. Then you just say, is it in box 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6? And is it the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth one? I try not to read the words because it will give me a judgment. You're working on an anxious, nervous horse, you're going to be drawn to that word. Make sense? Mm-hmm. You're working on an angry person, and you're going to be, you know, but anger is liver, kidneys, fear, grief is lungs. Christopher Reeve's wife died like 9 or 10 months after he did of lung cancer, and she never smoked, carrying all the grief in the lungs. So when people have that much grief, they're going to have a lot of lung issues. Cool? So I'm going to help you find your trapped emotions. In the book, it talks about regular, heart wall, or inherited. And I can't go into all that if you haven't read the book, but heart wall is just emotions that we've built a wall around our heart, and we want love, but we don't realize we're not letting people in. When you clear the heart wall, things shift in your environment. Inherited means it came down to your DNA, either your mom's side or your dad's side. Okay? And regular just means it's yours. You're also going to ask, you know, at what age in your life? I'm going to show you all this. With the horses, we just ask them if there is a trapped emotion to clear. Is there anything else I need to know about it to clear it? No, and then we just go into clearing it. Okay, so if I ask about Nicole, do I have permission?
Yes.
Okay. She can release 3 trapped emotions today. 3 seems to be about the magic number. If you have an old soul horse, they're just, yep, I'm ready to heal, and they can do 5. You always have to ask how much healing the body can do, or you will put it into a healing crisis. I had a very intuitive woman in Indiana, barefoot trimmer, and talked to horses and did equine dentistry. And she's driving down the road, clearing trapped emotions without asking how many she should do in a day, and she got hives from head to toe. She said, I'm not doing that shit again. I said, did you ask how much you could do in a day? So when we're, you know, working with the horses, with everything that we're doing, you know, it's $18,000 in different classes that I'm blending, and then I would take it back to Tiki to see what he wanted in what order. It's how many can we do today with everything else that's going on? Like if a horse is going to haul or go to a show. Okay, so you can't give the horse 3 days off. What can I do today that won't, you know, push him into a healing crisis? People say, oh, I gave him a 2-hour cranial sacral session. Oh, my God. And he's supposed to show tomorrow? It's not going to be doing well. So she can do 3 today. And the first one that I'm asking about is that regular heart wall are inherited. So you're going to ask about the male or the female lineage. You can make notes on this. Okay? So male, female. So female lineage means your moms, your grandmas, all the way up.
What were the 3 things again? Regular?
Regular, heart wall. Or inherited. So hers is inherited female lineage. She needs to write that down because it needs to be in the clearing sentence of where it is. When I first took this course, Taft, Tennessee, I was like, oh, I wonder how many I have. More than 30, more than 40, more than 50. I kept going up, more than 70, more than 100, more than 100. I went, 263 trapped emotions. I can only do like 3 a day. Are you kidding me? And 110 were inherited from female lineage. What was interesting, in the 3 months it took to clear all that, me and my mom's life both shifted into teaching. She was kind of a hermit on the mountain, not really wanting to be around people, taking a yoga class. The yoga instructor wasn't showing up. She moved into teaching, educating herself about it so she could explain it better, the om and the breathing and everything in the yoga classes. And they became really popular. And at the same time, I went from doing the body work in horses to teaching it and explaining it to people. So it was interesting how we both shifted in that same 3 months when I cleared 110 trapped inherited emotions from female lineage. She got cleared and her life changed. I was on this railroad track going, I'm just not going in the direction that I want to go. And Regan Gola, my gurus, like traveling, teaching people all over. Go, I want to be on that train track. How do I get off this train track where every time I seem to better myself, I feel like I'm hitting my head on the roof and I can't get a break. And it's clearing this because it's clearing our patterns and how we relate and respond to people and situations and who wants to be around us. And then new possibilities open. So it's pretty important. So inherited female lineage, I want to find out where it is and what the clearing statement is. So she's, when she does it, she's going to say, I'm now releasing the trapped emotion of from inherited from female lineage. Has to all be in the sentence. Okay, column A, no. Column B, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's really that easy. Then you look at what's B5, 4. So she's going to go over to B, down to box 5, and the fourth emotion in that box. Okay, so you're going to put that in your sentence. I am now releasing the trapped inherited female emotion unsupported 5 times. And it's this part of your hand. Okay, so Donna Eden shows us where the governing meridian is. It starts here and it goes all the way down. On the horses, we're doing from here to here, but we can't reach that. So they just say from here to here, I am now releasing the trapped inherited female lineage emotion of unsupported. And you have to say it out loud so your DNA hears it. Same thing with the horses. So what it is and where it is very important. Inherited female lineage emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Emotion of unsupported. So if there's 30 in column A and 30 in column B, and I had 263 to release, you're going to see where they're going to come up again. And it's very important in the way that it comes up. It's like peeling a layer off an onion. Okay, being a redheaded Aries with the last name of Battles, you got to know that stubborn came up at least 16 times. Inherited male lineage, inherited female lineage, heart wall, regular, age 1, age 3, age 5, age 7, but it set a pattern to how I was always going to react to a situation. Obstinate child. Okay, so if you had 263 tapped emotions, only 60, you're going to have it at age 3 and age 5 and age 7 and all the way through your life. And it's a whole way to break through all that. Cool? Okay, so, and you can find your other two. Okay. And I expect you guys to be doing this before you come to class, and I'll be asking. So, your next trapped emotion, do I have permission from all you guys?
Yes.
Okay. Inherited female lineage. So, you want to write that down, column A, column B, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. B3, 2. And, And Martha's is heart wall. And then, so if it's regular heart wall, you know it's yours, but you want to see when in your life. So hers is heart wall, which means we make a wall around our heart. Okay. And I just asked, is it current? No. So then I have to go through 0 through 10. 0 meaning an embryo. Okay. 0 was me realizing that I was being birthed to two parents that didn't want me because it was an oops thing and they had to get married, you know, so it was coming into all of that. So you can get stuff in embryo. So that's why I say 0 through 10. 10 through 20, 20 through 30, I get a yes. 21, 22, 23, 24. So she's going to write down age 24 heart wall. I'll clear friends and I go, what happened to you at age 36? It was grief and this. Oh, that's when my best friend died. And then age 42 is just all heart wall stuff. And
And we're willing enough to know what it was.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll come up with like age 42, 30 in Hartwell, and I'm like, what happened at age 42? And they go, that's when my wife said she didn't love me and she wanted a divorce. And people are like, how do you know I had something at 36 and how do you know I had something at 42?
Yeah, I shut myself off right at that age. I've never come back up.
Yeah, we're going to be breaking through all that, girlfriend.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
So what is, mine is just Hartwell and...
Your sentence... Once I find the emotion, is going to have the words in it, age 24, heart wall, trapped emotion of, is now being released from my body. Okay, so now we find, first we find out where it is, and we ask what it is. Okay, so column A, column B, for some reason, like 80% of mine always come up in B. I don't know why. So column A, column B, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, B, 6, 2.
Just go say it's 2.
Okay. And while you guys are clearing your emotions, we'll pause that so that I have shorter segments. So if you want to go ahead and pause it now and we'll turn off the battery, remind me to turn it back on.